Ovens per Gimel Mishnah Yud. Hu ayo Omer. This is another memra from Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. Kol sheruach habriyah is noicha emenu. Anybody who has, generally speaking, not that he's friendly and he has friends, but he has a general ruach habriyah. People want to be around him. People are drawn to him. People are niskar of him. Ruach habriyah is noicha emenu. He has a pleasant mitzias chen be'eni habriyah. Ruach hamokim noicha emenu. That means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam finds chen in him. Now the Pashto Pshat would be that this is a cause. That if somebody is Ruach HaBriyos Noicha Emenu, that means that he's a Baal Midas Toivos, and he goes out of his way to think about others. Somebody who's generally speaking a Baal Midas Toivos, that's a good enough reason to assume that Ruach HaMokom Noicha Emenu. However, the Rav and the Tosis Yom Tov learn over here that there's something extra-worldly about this quality. There's nobody who by nature, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, could be Ruach HaBriyos Noicha Emenu, generally called Ruach HaBriyos. Rather, when a person is Ruach HaMokom Noicha Emenu, and he has an aura of Kedusha, and an aura of being Niskar of HaMokom, that itself creates an otherworldly aura of his Karvus, that people want to be Niskar of him. They shtelled too by Esther Malka after she went through a whole Seder Tshuva and Tainis. Vayav HaMelech es Esther. I'm sorry, it's before that. That's when Esther came to the palace because of her Madrego, Vatisachen V'chesed Levonim. What's Vatisachen V'chesed Levonim? Why? Chut shel chesed hayo moshech oleo, Chazal say. Pasuk says, V'chesed Hashem me'olam adolam al yireyov. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his people, it rests on yireyov, and that in turn causes them to be noyach al abriyos. And therefore, v'chol she'en ruach abriyos noyach emenu, en ruach hamokim noyach emenu. The opposite is true also. If a person, we see that people are not drawn to him. If people are not drawn to somebody, that means that there's something missing on a spiritual level. En ruach hamokim noyach emenu. Both Yosaidis are certainly true. One, that a person who's ruach habriyos noyach emenu, it's a simin that is a chut shel chesed moshech olav. The other pshat is also true. And Taka, different Mepharshim explained it that way. First way we explained from the Rav and from other Rishonim, but Rabbeinu Yoni explains it the other way, that the fact that he's Noach Labrius itself makes him Noach Lamokim. Reb Doise ben Hurkanis Omer is another memra from Reb Doise ben Hurkanis. It's not clear if he's related to Reb Chanina ben Doise. Others want a Taino. Reb Chanina ben Doise is mentioned at the end of Tkufas Ba'isheni. He's a Talmud of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Reb Doise ben Hurkanis is mentioned in the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Yevamos as being a Zokin Muflig when Reb Akiva was a young, one of the Gedolim, but on the younger side. Ha'im ato Akiva ben Yosef she shimcha helich lefanech misefer levatsefer. And then he was considered that he was a Zokin Muflik. So he was certainly, at the end of Tkufas Ba'isheni, a Zokin Muflik, which would fit with saying that if his son, Reb Chanina ben Dais, was one of the Gedolim, then that he was a Zokin Muflik in that Torah. Well, Maisi, you look at the Rambam, and he has, based on that Gemara with other Rayas, that Reb Dais ben Hurkanis was a Zokin Muflik, Batsam, his natural door was closer to the beginning of Bayis Rishon, and he lived about 400 years, and he was Marich Yom until the end of the Tkufas Bayis. So, Vinishvi, Efsha, that's why they mentioned together. L'chor, the two memories have nothing to do with each other. What's his memory? Sheino Shel Shachris, V'yayin Shel Tzoraim, an interesting perspective. He puts into physical culinary things a perspective of what can take a person out of living a ruchniyistic life. Shena shal shachris, which is lazing about, not starting the day and starting it with bren, with energy, with focus. People like to start the day later. They like to sleep in late. But lamaisa, the key to successful living, is starting the day with energy, with focus, with drive, with enthusiasm. That's what brings a person to accomplishment. By the way, lav dafkin dvarim ruchniyim, dvarim gashmiyim also. Successful people don't wake up late in the morning. V'yayin shel tzorayim. Person after the afternoon, he already did what he did in the morning, and now he's distracted. Yayin is a distractor. It brings lidei shikrus. It brings lidei sitting around. So that's not good for a person in terms of ruchnis. It's also not good for a person in terms of accomplishment. Sichas hayilodim. Sichas hayilodim is chatter. means literally the chatter of children. So the chatter of children literally stops the father from holding and learning, from being lon ba'umka shel halacha. So on a deeper level, what it means is any surface level noise, just chatter, takes away from a deeper, more intellectual way of life. V'yeshivas bate knesias shel amiratzus. We're not talking over here bate knesias of sitting in shul. Knesias means knisa. They get together. People, amiratzim, that haven't developed a tam in ruchnius, a tam in learning Torah, when they sit around on park benches and they're schmoozing about Vam Shul Mabikach. It might be pleasant, it might be light sitting on the boardwalk, sitting on beach chairs and just schmoozing about nothing. But lamaisa, it's metzin and sodom in oilam. These things are light and they're pleasant. Nobody's doing anything wrong. Sleeping a little bit later, a little bit of afternoon drinking, and then lying down for a nap, sitting around, relaxing. But lamaisa takes a person out of his oilam haruchni. Mishnah Yeralef, Rabbi Loza Amidoi Omer. Rabbi Loza Amidoi is from the Kufa after Bayis Sheni. He's mentioned in conjunction with the revolt, which was 60 years after Chum Bayis Sheni of Bar Kusiba, which was the revolt that led to the Haruge Beitar and the Misa of Rabbi Kiva. In fact, the Medrash says that Rabbi Loza Amidoi would daven in the city of Beitar every day that the city shouldn't fall to Adriodon's Kesar, who led the troops that destroyed the revolt, that killed hundreds, that literally slaughtered hundreds of thousands. V'koas alov bar kuziva u'boat by v'horgoy. U'boy bayayim nech b'shoye. That means that it was the schus of Rabbi Loza Amidoi that kept the city from being captured, and when he was killed, the city was killed. The Moidoi comes from a city called Moidim. Chazal see that as a city near Yerushalayim. It's the suburbs of Yerushalayim. The Modi'in of today is probably not exactly that. Even though they have over there the Kvarim of the Chashmonoim, and the city of the Chashmonoim is Moidim. That's where the revolt of the Chashmonoim started. So he says like this, Hamchal Sakotchin. Mechalla Sakotchim is not clear exactly what that is. That means he's treating Kotchim as Chulin. He's Mechalla Kotchim. What is he doing? The Mefarshim say either he's being over on the any of the Surya Kotchim, he's either bringing Kotchim Ba'ifin Apsul, or he's being Mechashiv Ba'Kotchim and he's bringing them Lidei Pigal Noisiv Etomei. That's what the Rav says. Or he's being Moyel Behegdish. Different I find him being mezalzel the dinim of Hegdish. Tamevaza samiyadus. What does it mean to be mevaza yomim tovim? What does that mean? What is he doing? He's treating them kimei choil. Pashas means he's doing malacha. If he's doing malacha, it's a regular lav. The same way the first case, mechalas kachim. Also, all the things that we mentioned are a lav. So lechoira it means something which is not clearly a lav. Mevaza Samiyadis, the Mefarshim actually say he's talking about the Rav brings Yom Shel Chol HaMoed. Either he's doing Melacha on them or he's treating them as Chol. There's a special nuance over here in being Mevaza Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov itself, it's clear he's doing Melacha, he's Mechal Yom Tov. It's pretty black and white. Chol HaMoed, there are plenty of Melachas that are Mutter. There are a lot of Melachas that are Osir. It's a lot of gray area. The point is over here that he's being Oisik in Bizui, where keeping the right perspective on keeping the halachas of something is mechayev a tzura of respect, and he's being misnaig ba'ifin ha-mevaza. Chilul, bizoyoin, l'cho'ir, the same idea as malbin p'nei chaveri b'rabim. We're not talking about the avera of oinoaz dvorim, making somebody feel bad, or lashon hara, or rechilos. We're talking here about a darga of belittling somebody in public, which makes a person feel mamish. Mam p'nei chaveri means lovon, means that it's not just that his face turned red from embarrassment, his face turned white. The point is that he was totally treated somebody, and every person is a tzalam alikim. He's taking another yid who's a tzalam alikim, and he's making him feel mamish kechol. He's mevaza the ikke tzura sa'odam, which is his self-respect. V'ameifer brisa shel Avram avinu olav ha'sholo. Over here, it doesn't refer to not doing bris milah. It might mean not doing bris milah, but the deeper level over here is what the Mufarshim call Mefer or Moshechar Lasoi, in order for even somebody who's Mahul to look like not Mahul, he surgically made the skin of the Mila look like he's not Mahul. And that's why he's Mefer Brisa, he's undercutting, he's revolting, rebelling against the Bris of Avraham Avinu. You hear already the idea over here. It's not the specific Maisa Averu, even though Dung Malach and Cholomoyin might very well be Deraisa. Being Moshe Cholose might very well be Deraisa. Certainly Chil Kochim is Deraisa. Certainly Malm Pinech Averu is Deraisa. But the Yisrael over here goes beyond the specific Maisa Averu, and it cuts to the heart of taking Kedusha and turning it into something Chol, something meaningless. The last one fits the bill also. He's not learning up wrong pshat in the sugya. He's a megala ponim bateru shaloi kalacha. This is a special name that's given to somebody who the Rishonim bring it as somebody who's darshening a pasuk metaphorically, and with that he's being moitzia iser. That means the Rebbeinu Shlom teaches the pasuk, Chazal teach a pasuk one way. The kedusha of this pasuk, the mesiris of this pasuk, is to darshen one way, and this person, the dogma that's given, which we have no shaykhs to, is. There's a pasuk, Mizaracha lo yisitin lahave lamoylech. One is not allowed to give his children, and it's in Pashtach, Yves, and Gedeshim. Lamoylech davaydzor, moylech is one sacrifice his children. And he darshins, Mizaracha lo yititin la'avro la'armiyusa. He's not allowed to give to a goy, to marry. It's not the pshuta shal mikro. He's darshining the pasuk, kifi ho'ila aruchoy, drosha shal doifi. What it means is he's taking a pasuk, which is a divrei elokim chayim, and he's treating it as his silly putty, at whim. He could dash in the pasuk. It's taking something lofty, something on a pedestal, and bring it down to his level. Otherwise, he might be a good person. He might be somebody who's full of mitzvahs, somebody who's full of Torah. But if his attitude, this is the way the Maral explains it, if his attitude is to take Dvarim Shebe Kedusha and treat it as Divrei Chol, en lechelech la'olam haba. Olam Haba is a recognition that there's a higher, loftier plane of existence than that which lives in this world. If this person could treat Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in this world as Divrei Chol, then by definition he's not capable, he's Mufka, from achieving a state of true Kedusha. Living in a world that's Kulei Mugdash, that's the world of Olam Haba, therefore Midi Kenegen Midi, En Lechelech, La'olam Haba.